My name is Josh Copes. I'm a Master of Science student with the Department of Entomology at Louisiana State University. I'll be presenting on the topic of quantifying tarnished plant bug resistance to azaphate in Louisiana cotton. First, I'd like to thank the co-authors, Dr. Gordon Snodgrass with the USDA ARS at Stoneville, Mississippi, to Dr. Ralph Bagwell with the LSU Ag Center, and Jonathan Sharp with the LSU Ag Center. Tarnished plant bug is a key economic pest of cotton in Louisiana, but prior to the boll weevil eradication and the introduction of BT cotton, it was historically considered a secondary pest. And now it has filled the void left behind by the once primary pest of tobacco budworm and the boll weevil. And with its increased importance, there's become an increased reliance upon azaphate and dicotyphos to control this insect. And with the increased reliance to control it, we're concerned with resistance to azaphate, with resistance becoming a problem in cotton production. And to show, for example, in 1996, recommended use rates of azaphate was a third of a pound to a half a pound of active ingredients per acre. And 11 years later, LSU's recommendations has increased twofold, with use rates being half a pound to a pound of active ingredients per acre. And also, numerous reports have been documented with control difficulties to azaphate even at these higher use rates. Also, Dr. Gordon Snodgrass has been documented tarnished plant bug level resistance to azaphate for many years in Mississippi. And in 2005, an increased significant level has been shown to azaphate resistance. In 2006, an even further increased tolerance in these populations to azaphate was shown. So our objectives here were to determine whether tarnished plant bug control complaints were primarily due to azaphate resistance or other factors, and to evaluate azaphate use rates for farm performance. In our materials method, we perform field efficacy, a discriminating dose, and dose mortality line assays, the last two being laboratory glass vial assays. We had 8 locations throughout Louisiana this year, and site selection was limited because we needed to be able to collect between 300 and 500 plant bugs at every location to use in our laboratory vial data tests. So that limited locations that we could find. In our efficacy studies, our field efficacy studies, plot size was 4 foot by 50 foot, and plot design was a Latin square design with 5 replicates and 5 rates or 5 dose treatments of azaphate were used, 0.5, 0.75, 1, and 1.25 active ingredients per acre. And efficacy was evaluated 5 to 7 days after treatment using a 2.5 foot black drop cloth, checking 2 sites within each plot. For glass vial data, we collected all tarnished plant bugs on alternate hosts near or adjacent to each field evaluation site. And for the discriminating dose, the monitor vial was checked at 2 hours. And for our dose mortality line vials, we used 2 sets of rates. The first one being 0, 5, 10, and 15 micrograms per vial. We decided to switch to a higher dose rate because even at our highest dose rate of 15 micrograms per vial, we're seeing low mortality in most of the populations. So we increased the dosage from 0, 10, 25, and 50 micrograms per vial. And mortality was assessed in these vials 24 hours after treatment. For the results, each size slide will be set up similarly, with the graph showing percent control of the location through each rate of treatment. Percent control after 5 to 6 days after treatment is shown on the y-axis, and your rate pound per active ingredient per acre showed on the x-axis. And on the right-hand side will be our glass vial data. And this slide, it shows the overall average of all the tests combined. And you can see with the 0.75 rate of acid fate, we see 79% control. And with our highest labeled rate of acid fate for tarnished plant bug, we're only seeing 81% control, not much difference there. And this slide shows the white line shows the overall average of each location for tarnished plant bug control. The yellow line here shows the overall control for our Angola location. It's 75% control. We're seeing approximately 80% control in this population. Our discriminating dose survival rate is 96%. That means 96% of the population could possibly be resistant to the chemical acephate. Our percent mortality by dose, for our dose mortality line, even at our highest dose rate of 15 micrograms per bio, we're only seeing 50% mortality. At our mound one location, at our highest labeled rate of acephate, we see approximately 80% control here. And with a discriminating dose, a population could possibly be 100% resistant to this chemical. And for percent mortality by dose, doesn't change through any one of our dose rates of 10 to 15 micrograms, all being 15%. And for our Wisner 1 location, this shows, this was our lowest level of control and field control, with our 3/4 pound of acephate showing only 60% control, where our others were showing around 80%. And for our discriminating dose here, we were seeing only 54% survival, and our others were seeing over 95% survival. Our dose mortality by acephate dose for dose mortality line, we see excellent control in all our vials, even at our lowest level of 5 micrograms per vial. So we're seeing 92% control up to the 15 micrograms, not much difference. Here at our Wisner 2 location, this was done on approximately a week later in the same field, but at a different location site within that field. And as you can see, for field efficacy data, shows that even at our lowest rate of acephate we used, we're seeing 80% control in this population in the same field only a week later. And for discriminating dose survival, we're seeing approximately 36% survival as compared to the others being over 95%. And our dose mortality for our dose mortality line shows excellent control at all rates used. And with all rates used, this is the first time we use a higher rates of acephate from 10, 25, and 50 micrograms per vial. And you can see they provide excellent control in our dose mortality line. And we see excellent control within the cotton. So in summary, we cannot establish a clear relationship between vial data and field efficacy data. There was no trends shown. Data was everywhere. And acephate field efficacy was similar between acephate rates of 3/4 pound to a pound of acephate. And that was approximately providing 80% control. And so resistance may play a role in control for tarnished plant bugs, but other factors are likely the cause of our control difficulties. Thank you. I'd be glad to answer any questions out there. What was my discriminating concentration? I'm unable to answer that. I received my vials from Dr. Gordon Snodgrass based upon his research. So that's what we used. Can you repeat your question, because I'm not sure I understand.
I'm just wondering why you didn't present the mortality data directed for control of that.
What slide might you be talking about, because I'm not really... You're talking about from microgram per vial?
Yes.
With the 0 microgram per vial? With this, still was showing an excellent level of control in these vials through all of them, even when we had 100% survival in the 0 control. So, didn't see the relevance in it. Yes, sir? We mainly check for nymphs in the field. We're using the drop cloth, as we get better checks for nymphs. And we're just needed the adults, because outside of the field on alternate hosts, because that's the only place we could collect that number, and we didn't want to collect within our field site. And using the adults, that's the only data we have, or dose mortality vials that for discriminating dose data we have to use for, them. Any more questions?
Any questions?